At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Brewskis. My name is Alyssa. I'm from Albany, New York. As a side note, I've noticed that you guys don't get a whole lot of submissions, calls, and the like from this neck of the woods, and I think that's pretty interesting, and I wonder why that is a lot. I consider myself a skeptic. I've never experienced any supernatural or paranormal things myself, but I find the concept very interesting, and I really love listening to your show and hearing all the stories of people who have experienced it, and through their stories, I get to understand, for lack of a better term, what I'm missing and what I don't see or believe in, and I think that's, you know, a really cool way for me to open my mind, and I'm starting to become convinced, I think, in some way or another. Anyway, I'm calling in because I do have something, and it's the one thing I've never been able to fully explain, or actually explain at all. So I'm looking to hear what you think. So, I said I'm from Albany, but I grew up in a town just outside of Albany. And connecting Albany and this town, there's a stretch of highway that goes from a 2-lane highway for about a mile and a half. So one lane going each direction. And when it hits the city line, it becomes 4 lanes, so 2 lanes going each direction. Now, this highway, there's really only a couple of ways you can go. The only exit on this stretch of highway is once you hit the city line and it becomes 4 lanes. And the other direction is a roundabout. So you guys all know how that works. And there's nothing in between for a mile and a half or so, if not a little bit more. There's a slight curve to this highway, but it's not curved enough so that you won't be able to see what's in front of you or what's behind you. It's pretty clear. You can see for a good distance. So my story takes place as I was driving from my town, the 2-lane, towards the city line, to the 4-way. And I was about halfway down the highway, so I could see, you know, a good 3/4 of a mile in front of me or 3/4 of a mile behind me, and there's nowhere to go except the direction I'm heading, unless I, you know, I did a U-turn and went the other direction. One day, it was, like I said, I was driving this one direction, from town to city, and it was evening, so just the time of day where the sky is getting pretty dark, and you can still sort of see the road, but you can also see the sky, like, it's dark outside, and you can see the cars in front of you and behind you, but they're mostly shadows if they don't have their lights on. There was a car pretty much right behind me. I wouldn't quite call it tailgating, but he was right behind me, and it was a big pickup truck or SUV. I wasn't quite sure because it was dark and it was behind me, but I knew he was there because he filled my rearview mirror. And he was right behind me for a few seconds, like 5 seconds. I glanced in my rearview mirror and he was there. And I, you know, I mentally made a comment about how he was like getting a little close. You know, that mental comment you make, like, stop riding my ass, move back, or I'm going to hit the brakes kind of guy. And so it was, I thought that, and, you know, I continued for about 5 seconds and on this 2-lane highway, and I blinked, or after a couple more seconds, I looked back and he was gone. This car that was right behind me with its headlights on or its high beams was gone. Now, like I said, there was nowhere for it to go. If it went around me, I would have seen him. If he turned around and went the other direction, I would have seen him. And there was nowhere for him to exit or get off because he had another 3/4 of a mile to go before there was an exit, and 3/4 of a mile to go the other direction before there was an exit. I blinked and he was gone, and I have not been able to explain it. I wonder what you guys have to say about that. I've never heard, you know, anyone else talk about seeing any cars disappear on that road, but now every time I drive it, I think of that SUV and its sudden vanishing from my rearview mirror and my sight. Like, thanks again for doing what you guys do. I love your show. Hope to become an EPP at some point in the future.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.